When we were gangsters. Or That Bergen Job. By Brian Marsh. We are in a dark Lower East Side bar in New York City. Rosie, the hard-bitten waitress, is doing the same job she has been doing for over 20 years, serving drinks to smart-ass customers. She ambles over to Sammy McCoy, who sits in a corner booth chewing on an unlit cigar. Sammy is on the wrong side of 60, paunchy and desperately in need of a shave. He is reading a copy of The Racing Form with great interest.
You want a refill there, cowboy?
Yeah, give me a refill. And put some whiskey in it this time, okay? I like whiskey. I like it a lot. I like the taste, you get me? So put some whiskey in.
You got plenty of whiskey last time. You also got ice. You wanted ice, remember? You get ice, you get water. You get water, you get delusion. You get delusion, you get a drink that tastes a lot like whiskey and water. Capiche? Ain't you never had chemistry?
No. I never had chemistry. I was too busy for chemistry. But I understand that the chemistry between us ain't so good. So make it a double this time. Hold the ice and hold the tip.
Coming right up, cowboy.
I ain't nobody's cowboy.
If you say so, cowboy.
Bitch.
Heard that.
Meant for you to hear that. Bitch.
That's number two. Hey, Max, spit in this drink for me, will ya?
You do that, and I'll own this place.
You hear that, Max? Cowboy's gonna own this place. Won't he be surprised?
Bitch.
You say something.
Borstal boy in the seventh at Belmont, 50-1.
50-1. You always were the big risk taker, huh?
Hey, silly. Silly. How the hell are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Sammy, how are you?
Doing okay. Doing okay.
Yeah, you got out of the can, what, 5, 6 months ago, no?
It's been 2 years, silly. I got out of the joint 2 years ago next month.
Madonna, my guarda, that long? Whoa, time goes by quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, not so fast when you're in the slammer. It goes by real slow in there. You should know that.
Yeah, you got a point there. I forget that sometimes, you know. Keats called it slow time, though I suspect he was talking about something else, huh?
Keats? Never knew the guy. Slow time, huh? Right? I guess he knew what he was talking about.
Yes, 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 yes. He knew what he was talking about, all right.
Here you go, cowboy. Double whiskey, no ice, and a little gift from Max. And for you?
Tonic and bitters.
Tonic and bitters it is. Hey, I know you. You're that guy. That guy, that coach. You're that coach. I know your name. Wait a minute. Don't tell me. It'll come to me. Seligman. Stillman. No, sorry. It'll come to me. But I do know this. You were the coach of the year 3 years running. It is a pleasure to meet you. You know, those kids you work with, they worship you.
They're a great bunch of kids.
My sister's boy was on the team, 3 years ago. Loved it. He plans to go to college now. Basketball scholarship.
That's right. Good for him.
Coach of the year. Imagine that.
Just call me Sil. Everybody does.
I'll call you Coach.
As you wish.
Hey, Rosie! What is up?
Be right there, Max. I'll be right back with your order, Coach.
Coach, huh? Well, are you some famous coach there, silly?
Nah, I just like working with the kids. It's fun, and it keeps me young.
So, working with kids, huh? Now, how does an ex-con get to work with kids? Huh? So, what's the angle, silly? Numbers game? Drugs? They run messages for your protection racket?
No. None of that. It's all totally on the up and up.
That's so. You a changed man.
That's right, Sammy. I changed. Honest businessman. That's me, yeah. But we did have some fun times together, didn't we? The banks. Oh, especially the banks. Shakedowns, not so much, but still. Sometimes I miss the adrenaline rush. Ugh. But you get older and slower, and the adrenaline starts to hurt. You know how it is. All that stuff is a young man's game.
Yeah, a young man's game. We got some unfinished business, silly.
What are you talking about, Sammy? Oh, right. I'll bet you're talking about the Bergen job. That's it.
That's it, silly. The Bergen job was 7 years ago. The Bergen job netted us thousands of dollars. The Bergen job landed me in the slammer for 5 years, and the Bergen job lined your pockets, silly. Lined your pockets big time.
I wouldn't exactly say that, Sammy.
Oh, wouldn't you now, silly? From my perspective, that job netted us $25,000, and it is time for me to collect my share. I have been out of Trenton State for almost 2 years, and you have been missing in action. I've finally caught up with you, Coach, and I want my earnings. It's only fair.
I agree with you, Sammy. Fair is fair, and you are absolutely right. $25,000 was the take. Not a penny more, not a penny less. It was small potatoes, but hey, still.
What do you mean, small potatoes? $25,000 is small potatoes?
$25,000 hardly registers with crime watches.
Silly. Half of $25,000 and I could vacation in Aruba for months. Half of $25,000 and I retire to Belize. What are you saying to me?
Sammy, there are business expenses. Business expenses on a small operation like the Bergen job are not insubstantial.
What the hell do you mean by not insubstantial? That makes no sense.
Here, Sammy, I want you to take a look at this.
This? What the hell is this?
This is a spreadsheet. It is a detailed list of all the expenses we incurred during the entire Bergen job, from inception to the conclusion of all operations. Hey, we finally paid all bills and took care of all vendors. Let me see that for a second, Sammy. Yeah, here it is. We finally closed the books on the Bergen job last March 23, 2 months ago. Here, take a look.
Here you go, Coach. Tonic and bitters.
Thank you.
You want anything, Cowboy? Hey. Cowboy, I'm talking to you.
He's otherwise engaged, huh?
I can see that. I'm surprised he can read.
Oh, trust me, he can. Bring him another, whatever that is.
Double scotch, no ice, and a gift from Max. Got it. Oh, hey, I remembered your name. Sylvanus Albin Day. I Googled it. Be right back, Coach.
What the hell she call you? Silly, did you change your name? Did you?
I did. What of it?
What was wrong with Silvio Albanese?
Too many questions. People ask too many questions. Some people have long memories,
Yeah, like they remember when you was in the slammer, when you were criminal, when you were silly Albanese.
People are allowed to have second acts. People are permitted to reinvent themselves, to start anew. Hey, Sally, Sammy, hey, hey. It's the American way.
The American way, right. Now, I've been reading these spreadsheets. Who the hell put these together? You didn't do this shit.
No. We had a professional auditor compile the financials.
You had a professional auditor do the financials? On the Bagan job? What are you, nuts?
Sammy, every good business has to have good financial records. You need to know where you stand. You need to know whether your business is profitable or not. It's necessary if you're running a good business.
A good business? This is a criminal enterprise. And I have been reading this crapola. Now, you got an item here that says toll for the Holland Tunnel. You got to be kidding me.
That is a justifiable business expense, Sammy. Kelly, the beanpole, you remember Kelly, drove the bags to the drop-off in Hell's Kitchen. The Holland Tunnel was the fastest route. The Holland Tunnel has tolls, and it cost a substantial toll to go through the tunnel. Kelly is not a principal in the business, Sammy. He was paid an hourly wage, plus expenses. That toll was an expense. We have the receipt. Gabish.
What's this hotel expense? I fail to see what a $2,000 hotel bill is for.
You want to know what that is for? You really want to know what that is for? I'll tell you what that is for. It is the hotel expense for accommodating a high-priced lawyer from Chicago. Simon Jameson, who is an expert in mitigating what could have resulted in decades-long jail sentences for us all, Sammy. You were lucky to get away with 5 years. It was a very small price to pay, I can tell you.
Here's an expense of over $700 for something called turkeys. What the hell's that?
Okay, Sammy, I'm starting to lose patience with you. I'm going to ask you about Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. Remember those holidays?
I guess so.
You guess so. Well, every Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's for the last 5 years, you have received a turkey from your good friends at the corporation, because we are your friends and we remembered you. Plus, we sent you a nice gift on your birthday, which we paid for out of our own pockets. You will see that the expenses for birthday gifts were not carried on our account books. You don't find any such itemized expenditure for birthday gifts, do you?
I don't see any.
What did I tell you? Now I'm going to ask that you turn to the last page. What do you see?
I see a lot of red ink.
And what do you suppose that means?
Why don't you tell me?
It means that the Bergen job lost money. That caper put us deeply in the hole. We have been struggling ever since to climb back to profitability. It has not been easy. It has cost us blood, Sammy. Blood. And I don't need to explain to you what blood means, do I?
No. Silly, you don't need to explain to me what blood means.
Good, because I don't want to explain what blood means. But I do want to make things right. Although we lost our shirts, pants, and belt buckles on the Bergen job, here is a little something to help ease the pain.
This is a $20 bill.
You are correct in that, Sammy. And that $20 bill proves that you are the only member of the investment team that came out ahead. Congratulations.
What about that lawyer, Jimison?
Ah, a hired consultant. He took no risk. We were the ones that took all the chances. That is the downside of business ownership. You understand, huh?
It's a risky business.
You don't know the half of it.
A double scotch, no ice, and a little gift from Max for the cowboy, and a tonic and bitters for Coach Sylvanus Alpin Day, the winningest coach in northern New Jersey. And here you go. Who gets to do the honors?
I'll take it. Here's my credit card. And this is for you.
A 20? Well, thank you, cowboy.
Don't mention it. I just came into some money.
We hope you have enjoyed When We Were Gangsters or That Bergen Job, written by Brian Marsh and produced by Brianna Cross. David Zucker played Sammy, Kirsten Daniels was Rosie, and Mark Dure was Silvio Albanese. For more audio dramas, please go to fastfictionpodcast.com and scroll down through the hundreds of plays, short and long, monologues and ensemble pieces that are intended to interest, intrigue, or entertain you. Until next time, thank you.